The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 27th of April, 2008. It's the birthday of Ulysses S. Grant, born in Point Pleasant, Ohio, 1822, commander of the Union armies at the end of the Civil War, the 18th President of the United States. After serving two terms in the White House, went on a world tour with his wife, came back home and joined his son in the investment banking business. There was a financial boom at the time, and the bank was very profitable for a few years, and then the bubble burst. It turned out that one of the partners had been keeping false books, embezzling money, and Grant, who had thought he was a millionaire, found out that he was several million dollars in debt, completely broke less than 10 years after he'd left the White House. He had previously turned down requests to write about his experiences in the Civil War, but now he desperately needed the money. And Mark Twain offered him a great contract, 75% of the profits. Ulysses Grant at that time knew that he had throat cancer and had not long to live, and so he wrote his memoirs as fast as he could, though he was in extreme pain, sometimes in a daze from pain medication. He still managed to write 275,000 words in less than a year, kept writing and revising in the last few weeks, finished his memoirs in July 1885, and died 4 days later. The book was sold by subscription. It was Mark Twain's idea to send out former Union soldiers in uniform. They sold 300,000 copies, which provided Grant's family with $450,000 in royalties, the largest amount of money that had ever been paid out for a book at that point. Critics and writers of the time were shocked at how well Grant wrote. His book, Personal Memoirs, one of the few books ever written by an American president that is considered to be great literature. It's the birthday of the author of the Madeleine books, Ludwig Bemelmans, born in the Tyrol in Austria in 1898. Came to this country to New York when he was 16. Worked in a series of hotels, then started his own restaurant. And in 1939 published Madeleine, which begins in an old house in Paris that was covered with vines. Lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. In two straight lines they broke their bread and brushed their teeth and went to bed. They smiled at the good and frowned at the bad, and sometimes they were very sad. They left the house at 9:30, in two straight lines, in rain or shine. The smallest one was Madeline. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Gilbert Sorrentino, born in Brooklyn, New York, 1929. Author of The Sky Changes, 1966, the story of a couple who try to keep their marriage together by taking a road trip across America. It's the birthday of the playwright August Wilson, born in Pittsburgh, 1945, author of many plays including Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Fences, and The Piano Lesson. And it's the birthday of Mary Wollstonecraft, born in London, 1759, author of one of the first books to argue in favor of equality between the sexes, Vindication of the Rights of Women, published in 1792. Here's a poem by Robert Herrick, his poem To the Virgins, To Make Much of Time. Gather ye rosebuds while ye may, old time is still a-flying, and this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying. The glorious lamp of heaven, the sun, the higher he's a-getting, the sooner will his race be run, and nearer he is to setting. That age is best which is the first, when youth and blood are warmer, but being spent, the worse and worst times still succeed the former. Then be not coy, but use your time, and while ye may, go marry, for having lost but once your prime, you may forever tarry. To the Virgins, To Make Much of Time, by Robert Herrick. The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Katrina Ciccala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.